Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and a very beautiful good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to celebrate season 22 in 2022. With founder and CEO of the International Chronic Pain Institute and world-renowned energy healer, Deborah Wayne is here. This show is dedicated to providing you with relief. It's our greatest wish that you experience high-speed healing in 2022. We're going to talk about rapid relief for chronic pain, depression, anxiety, trauma, insomnia, and more today. So if you or someone that you love suffer from chronic pain, or if you struggle with feelings of isolation or depression, anxiety, financial worries or stress, fatigue, or even hopelessness, we're going to help you. We want you to experience freedom this year, freedom from any physical, emotional, or energetic challenges that are holding you back. We're going to take some live callers later. Press star 2 to raise your hand and ask your questions for Deborah, and she can give you some deeper insight into perhaps your blind spots with what's going on. She can scan your energy as you're asking the questions. So that's going to be beautiful. Plus, you'll get to experience a live demonstration of what we're talking about later on as well. So welcome home, beautiful souls and luminous light leaders, to this next phase of your spiritual awakening and exploration. Know that this is a harmonious haven, a sacred space, and a soulful sanctuary to feel loved, to feel united rather than divided, to ignite your soul's radiance, and to feel empowered. This is a unity community designed to uplift you and liberate you. And I'm dedicated and devoted to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with all of you as we soar into new divinely inspired realities and potentials together. So trust that you're in the right place at the right time today. It's another Heart Homecoming show, and today with Deborah. So just relax, breathe, open, and receive. We're very grateful that you found your way here today. We do want to invite you to subscribe to this show. It is a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our replays, including today's with Deborah, on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Audible, and Stitcher. And you're welcome to connect with us further in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. Just enter in Straight Talk for the Soul or Carrie Murphy to find me or us. Now it's time to ask my favorite question. What is the very best that could happen today? With Deborah, with myself, with all of you, I encourage you to set a personal intention for what you wish to gain or experience here today. My intention with our gathering is to be a clear and pristine communicator of divine light and love and selfless service to allow for the greatest openings into healing and vitality for all of us gathered here today. Write in. Let us know how you're feeling throughout the show in our webcast. I'll be checking in. And again, star 2 to raise your hand for questions for Deborah later. And let me tell you about her, and then we'll dive in. Deborah Wayne is the founder and the CEO of the International Chronic Pain Institute. She's a world-renowned energy healer whose leading-edge non-drug method, known as high-speed healing, has virtually helped tens of thousands in over 160 countries to rapidly release chronic pain, depression, anxiety, trauma, battles with weight, binge eating, chronic fatigue, insomnia, and many other mysterious chronic conditions. Her unique method has been scientifically shown to profoundly decrease severe chronic pain and many other symptoms while increasing energy. She's a highly sought after speaker. She's the number one best-selling author of Why Do I Still Hurt? And she's earned degrees and certifications in psychology, hypnotherapy, and chemical dependency counseling. She has 35 plus years of practicing and teaching meditation. She's a nationally recognized glass artist, a former professional modern dancer, a certified yoga instructor. She also leads the only practitioner training worldwide in her method known as high-speed healing. And so today with Deborah, You're going to discover the easier, faster, safer way to heal pain and disease without pills, without potions, or without giving up the foods that you love. You'll learn the things that you must do if you want to live pain-free. We'll talk about why you might feel stuck. You'll also learn how a life-changing scientific discovery has the potential to rapidly find and remove the hidden root causes of physical, mental, and emotional pain and symptoms, and also rapidly restore your health, joy, and energy. And again, you're going to experience it for yourself today, a demonstration of this. So I am very, very excited to have Deborah here. So let's dive in. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and appreciation to Deborah as I welcome her to the show. So welcome, my dear.
Oh, my goodness. I can hardly sit still. I'm thrilled to be here, and thank you so much, and welcome. Hello, everyone. I'm just truly honored, delighted, and I'm vibrating over here.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. It's been a few years, and it was a really successful experience having you here before, and I feel like the time is just divinely perfect to have you back. You know, the beginning of a new year, everyone's wanting to feel vibrant and healthy, and you specialize in releasing pain. And so let's talk about your journey, Deborah, so that people understand where you've been and why you're so passionate about what you're doing now.
Absolutely. My pleasure. So, yeah, if you're new to my story, it was about 35 years ago now that I woke up on a regular Monday morning, you know, a get up, go to work Monday morning, but I found myself lying on the floor of my closet, and I could not get dressed. I could not stop crying. I was in pain from head to toe. I had been faking it till you make it for years. I was living on pills of some kind to get through the day, to go to sleep at night. I was really, really hurting. My hair was falling out. I had ulcers. My thyroid didn't work. I couldn't eat anything. I couldn't sleep at night. And I had pain in my joints and muscles, and I would go to doctor after doctor, and they'd say, well, nothing shows up on a medical test. We don't know what to do for you. Or try this, and I would try this, take this, swallow this.
Right.
And nothing was changing, and it was like I was at the end of my rope. And truly, it was so bad I was actually having suicidal thoughts. I had a bottle of pills in the drawer, and I was thinking about swallowing the whole bottle. That's how bad I felt. I was very depressed, and when I wasn't depressed, I was very anxious, and you would never have known, because from the outside looking in, I had a great house, a husband, a brand new car in the garage, money in the bank, a great career, and you wouldn't have known. But internally, I was bankrupt, and I couldn't live like that anymore, and I was lying on the floor of the closet, and I looked up at the ceiling, and I screamed out to a God that I did not believe in at the time. Mm-hmm. And I said, if there's anything out there, please help me. And I'm here to tell you that I had an amazing spiritual experience that I wasn't expecting that changed my entire life. Within seconds, I felt a presence come into that closet, and it enveloped me in a feeling of unconditional love that I had never experienced. I immediately stopped crying. I felt peace, deep inner peace. I knew that I was going to be okay. And my life from that day forward has completely changed. The whole path changed. And I started to get help in a new way, in a different way, where I quit trying to look at the symptoms that were just physical. Mm-hmm. And I went much deeper. And as a result of that and meditation, I started to have a series of these spiritual experiences where literally my intuition was ignited. And I was shown that everything in the universe is energy, including my body, and it's all changeable, and that I had a higher purpose here, and that I was going to first heal myself and then go on to help other people. Now, don't get me wrong. I thought part of me thought, you have just lost your mind. Like, you're cracking up here, girl. But I knew it was real, and I could feel the difference in how I felt internally. And so a step at a time, and yes, it's been a long journey, but it turned me around in a new direction, and it's what has enabled me to go back to school, to develop this method of healing that you've been so beautifully sharing that we're going to do today. It's enabled me to literally help tens of thousands of people in over 160 countries. Mm-hmm. And Carrie, if you had told me back then that that's what I'd be doing, I would have told you that you're on drugs. Like, it's not going to happen.
Wow.
So, you know,
that was a long time ago. So that's 35 years ago when it all started.
Yeah.
And so what were you doing for work back then? And then when did you shift into energy healing full time?
So I was actually selling new homes for the largest home builder in Arizona.
Okay. Okay.
I was so driven by external ideas and false beliefs, and I was not living in integrity with what was right for me. And so, although I performed well, I was very unhappy. I was terrified all the time. It just wasn't the right career path for me. I had been in the arts growing up. I was a professional dancer till I didn't have the coping tools to deal with that at one point, living in New York City, and oh my God, the stress was off the charts, mm-hmm. and there was no money in it, and I just was so upset, and I was passionate about dancing. It's all I ever wanted to do, and I did it, but I got to a place where I had to quit, and I just went into this whole other realm, which I see now the value in it, but it just wasn't great. It wasn't a good fit, but I learned a lot there. And when I started to go into my recovery from myself and my journey, I stopped working for a number of months, and I just worked on myself, my inner self, and I got to know myself for the first time. And I spent a lot of time in nature and with a lot of different healing modalities and mostly in meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when all of this was revealed about energy and energy healing, and I see how my dance career was the precursor to that. And it was teaching me about energy, which I didn't realize at the time.
Mm.
So I see how I've actually been on this path my whole life. I was always interested in, quote, the paranormal. I wanted to go to college and major in paranormal psychology, but I ended up dancing instead. And it's always been a fascination of mine, the invisible realm.
Mm-hmm.
So I got back into that as a hobby when I took that time off, that sabbatical from working, and I never went back to that career. I went back to school, stacked on a bunch of degrees, discovered I had natural ability to teach, and was fascinated by counseling and healing and energy and spiritual healing, and I came alive spiritually. So that, I started intellectually, and then it got into my bones.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a while of working on myself to clear out my fears and doubts before I could come forward in the world. So it wasn't until the 1990s when I became a yoga teacher that I started to develop a vocabulary for this and to work with people live in yoga classes. And then I realized the ancient yogis have been talking about this for 5,000 years. What am I so afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't even new. And that's where it really began. And then from there until 2006, I tiptoed a little softly, but I started working with people. And in 2006, I became aware that my abilities were increasing, my abilities to help people in a huge way. I think I had finally prepared the soil and cleared out enough of my own trauma. And that's when I said, there's no turning back. Like, I am going out boldly into the world mm-hmm. now, and there's no stopping me. Like, don't even try.
Yay. Thank goodness. And I'm sure that there are so many people who are so grateful for your devotion to all of this. And, you know, I know for you, you just want people to experience the freedom, the liberation, the pain-free life that you now have.
Absolutely. And not to live in a head filled with obsessive thoughts that make you feel terrible, or live with feelings of depression and anxiety and overwhelm and worry and guilt and shame. Like, that's not living. That is not living. And I experienced hell is not where we're going. It was right here. And there's a way out of that. And that's what I love sharing with people. And it doesn't have to take 10, 20 years of talking about it to get through it now. So that's my real passion, is seeing how to help people speed up that healing process so it doesn't take them decades.
Yeah, high-speed healing, rapid healing.
Exactly.
And, you know, sometimes people may hear that and they think, yeah, that's
right.
Just, you know,
yeah.
That's a marketing ploy, you know.
Right.
But this is something that you've been doing now for a long time. So describe for this beautiful community, and so many of them are feeling how you did, you know,
yeah.
They're in pain in some way, you know, what you've learned and what this is all about.
So, yeah, there are three exact things I've learned that we all have to do if we really want to live pain-free and be free as a sovereign divine being. And that involves finding and releasing, underline bold releasing, the damaging thoughts, the damaging belief systems we've been conditioned to accept that aren't true. That's number one. Because those ideas always generate an emotional reaction. And so secondly, we have to find and release the destructive, damaging emotions that literally are causing physical, mental, and emotional disease. And emotions are a force as real as electricity, and they create a vibration literally to the atoms that make us up. They are vibrating us into either a healthy vibration or a sick one. So we have to learn how to get to tune our instrument and get back into our natural state, which is a healthy state, a high energy state. So we have to release those damaging emotions. And most people don't even know that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, we have forgotten how important the energy field is. It's the precursor to anything and everything in the physical. Anything and everything you see in the physical world, including your body, started out as subtle, invisible energy. And yet, what do? We jump right to the physical. Where does it hurt?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong? Cut it out. Drug it out. And again, I'm not here to give medical advice, but I will say that my understanding now of health and healing is completely different than what most people are ever exposed to. And we have to look at those three areas, the head, the emotions, and the energy field. And if we do that and we clean it up, there's nowhere else to look.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to keep searching. It's over. The search is over. That's where the key to freedom, health, abundance of all types, that's where it is.
Yeah, so you're talking about the hidden causes that usually do not show up on medical tests, just like they didn't for you for so many years.
Exactly. These mystery illnesses or symptoms that don't change no matter what you try, or they change for a little bit and then it all comes back. Why does it come back? It's not because you're cursed. There's nothing, you're not different or defective. You have blind spots, and they are in the mind, the emotions, and the energy field. And the way we tend to typically try to fix ourselves is the wrong way. So we have to look at the invisible first, work with the invisible. The energy of thoughts and emotions are the most potent forces on the planet. You know, you talked about a multidimensional vitamin. That's where they are. That's we are a multidimensional being, and not just, we're not even a physical being. We have a physical body like a car that we're using on the earth in this 3D experience, but that's not who we are. It's just our vehicle, our instrument, our car.
Exactly. Let's talk about some specific conditions that you've helped people with. That way people listening can ignite some hope in people.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Okay, so the first is, if you Google the word fibromyalgia, the first sentence you'll see is, there is no cure for fibromyalgia. Now, again, I'm not here to give medical advice. I don't diagnose or treat symptoms. I'm not a doctor. But I will tell you that I jump for joy when people reach out to me and tell me they have fibromyalgia or they've been told that, because I've seen 99.9% of those people become completely pain-free. And are you ready for this? And I know this sounds too good to be true. I'm still blown away by it. Many of those people in less than an hour in their very first session experience complete pain-free living. And they have had decades of complete pain from head to toe. This is real. It's possible. And it happens in my world almost every week. So fibromyalgia, arthritis, pain of any type, that back pain, hip pain, neck pain, joint pain, sciatic pain, all these things. People who are told they have TMJ and carpal tunnel, these are labels for patterns in your body that you're holding that are more than just physical. And when you get to these hidden reasons, the physical changes. Yes, I know I can already hear them. Well, what about the structure of the body, the spine? I had an accident or an injury. Yes, that can change. The physical structure is mirroring the consciousness, which is made of your thoughts, your emotions, and your energy patterns. So I've seen people literally with 30 years of every type of pain possible, and they have changed. People with chronic fatigue, and they're told that, you know, you're going to have to live with this, or immune weaknesses, or conditions like heart conditions, or thyroid issues, or digestive trauma is another big one. I've had thousands of people report, this is gone. This has changed. One woman comes to mind. She had IBS so bad, that's irritable bowel syndrome is what they told her she had. Mm-hmm. And she couldn't leave the house for 10 years, Carrie. Mm. And in less than a month, she's working out, playing with her kids again. I mean, it was over. Mm-hmm. The depression and the anxiety that come with these conditions is also debilitating. And you don't have a chronic pain or chronic illness without feeling depressed or anxious. They're a hand and a glove that go together. So this lifts as well. People with panic attacks. I've worked with people who literally couldn't leave the house because they would have panic attacks. Mm-hmm. And they're free. They're free.
What about PTSD?
Yes. So many people are given that label. Mm-hmm. But PTSD is a combination of damaging thoughts and emotions that show up in the body, and the body's giving you the feedback. And all of that can be repatterned and changed, all of it. And let's see, oh, God, insomnia and migraine headaches are big areas where so many suffering from these. And I've seen, in fact, usually the first thing people tell me is they slept for the first time in years through the night. Mm-hmm. Without a sleep aid or without waking up 10 times.
Right.
Same thing with migraines. There's something called suicide headaches. These are clustered headaches that are so bad people literally commit suicide because they can't handle the pain level. Mm-hmm. They're considered, like, I think at the very top of the pain list. And I've worked with quite a few people who have been given that label. And right away in the first session, the headache stopped. People with seizures have said the same thing. Mm-hmm. They've stopped having seizures or tremors. I've had people with cysts and tumors, very, like, they were told these are not going away.
Mm-hmm.
But they have gone away. They've resolved. They've released. They've changed.
It has to be so rewarding.
Oh, my God. It is. I mean, I feel very blessed to be part of that journey in whatever way mm-hmm. I can. You know, I don't have a magic wand. I can't just magically make everybody, you know, if I could, I would, believe me, everybody would instantly, and the whole planet would. That's not how it works, and it does involve a willingness on the part of the participant. But
mm-hmm.
I've come to understand everything can change. It's all changeable, all, underline all, and including the physical body. And yes, even those of you who have had accidents or injuries from car accidents or skiing accidents or abuse or some type of trauma during surgery, that's very mm-hmm. common as well. People go in to have surgery and they come out with something they never had before, and there's nothing on a test, and the doctors say, we don't know what to do for you. This is the safest, fastest way to release trauma that I've ever seen without re-triggering the trauma. So I work with a lot of people who have been through severe abuse of all types, sexual, physical, emotional, and even
religious. Do you work with people in the same way?
Yep.
You know, no matter what is going on with them? Okay.
Yeah. It's all the same. It's not, I know the story is different and everyone's case is different, but the underlying reasons and the way to solve it is the same. Because what's happening is there's a pattern going on, and the pattern involves thinking and emotions and your energy field. That's it. So that's where I go deep with people, and that's why they heal.
Now, what if someone, I mean, I know that in your special offers, which we'll get into, you're offering, you know, many private sessions with you. I think you're only offering 15 of them. But if someone can't work with you, how do they experience this kind of relief with what you're talking about?
That's a great question. So the key to all of this and speeding it up is a combination of the healing frequencies that I bring in, which change your vibration. All these patterns that show up as symptoms of pain or disease are a vibrational pattern, and it's like an instrument that needs to be tuned up. Your state of health and peace is underneath the disturbance. So the frequencies I bring in, whether it's live, whether it's in person, whether it's on a recording, it doesn't matter. It's going to reharmonize your energy field, which talks to your mind and your emotions. The frequencies communicate with every cell of your body and and the vibrational pattern of your thoughts and your emotions. So that alone is, for some people, enough. But mm-hmm. I go further, and we'll talk about that later with the special offers, but my pain-free living program is that's the work where I give you self-care tools so that you can also, I teach you how to work with your own mind and your own emotions, and release is the key. Because you don't want to, first you want to recognize your patterns, and I'll show you how to do that, and then how to release them and change them so you don't keep bringing back the old things that you were manifesting. And you're not afraid to live your life, because you can't live in a bubble where nothing ever happens unless you live in a closet. And I'm trying to get us all out of that closet. So it's, you know, shit happens. Let me just be blunt. Life happens. Look at what we've been through the last 2 years. And you have to know, you have to have the tools to deal with that, because it's going to create an emotional reaction. And the emotions are probably the biggest factor for dis-ease of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Emotions cause vibration. Emotions make you feel something. Those are frequencies. They literally shake up the atoms in the structure of your body and cause it to vibrate.
Mm-hmm.
They cause your nervous system to vibrate. And if these emotions are fear, worry, doubt, overwhelm, they're vibrating it in a way that's going to cause you, think of a musical instrument, to go out of tune. Very different vibration than joy, peace, love. Very different.
Yeah.
You see, it's all vibration. And emotions are the strongest vibrations of anything. And we're emotional beings having an emotional life. Everything we experience through emotion. And every choice we make is driven by emotions. And yet, what does the world tell us? Oh, don't bring those feelings here. That's immature. That's weak. That's not ladylike. Big boys don't cry. It's unprofessional. So we learn to shove this stuff down and deny our emotions, and they're the key to life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I'm glancing in our webcast, and so many people have written in, and we'll take some live callers in a little bit too.
Great.
But someone had asked, Bridget from Vancouver said, can you explain what would happen in a session when dealing with PTSD or depression, isolation triggered by a trauma?
Great question. So what usually happens in a session is, well, first of all, I ask people to close their eyes, and I guide them in with my voice, and I teach them how to pay attention to information that's happening inside of you. And what will happen is it's usually relaxing for most people. It can also bring up the very things you're trying to get rid of, because it starts to stir up the energy that isn't you that's disturbing you, and it moves it out. And so oftentimes, very rapidly, the things you're trying to get rid of come up and start to move. In fact, the physical body often moves. Some people literally flip and flop like a fish. Their body starts to shake off traumas and pains and disturbances. Your body knows how to do that naturally. And I don't have any control over people. It's not like I hypnotize you or have control over you. You're conscious the whole time. You'd be able to stop if you wanted to. You may feel more relaxed. And some people occasionally fall asleep because that's actually what they need, because they're so exhausted. So it will help them sleep sometimes for the first time. Most people are just they're more aware, not less aware. They're more aware. And many people, their intuition turns on and they get inner guidance and have an inner experience that is often very profound, sometimes not right away in the first session, but sometimes right away, yes. And they will get inner guidance. So it's not me trying to convince you of anything or teach anything. Mm-hmm. It's me facilitating an experience that you can't deny. Sometimes subtle, sometimes I call it a big Hollywood moment, because it's very dramatic. And everyone's a little different in how they experience it. So and it does some, for some people who are highly analytical and very left brain logical, it may take a few sessions to recognize you're having inner information is there at your fingertips. But a lot of people right away, they know, and there's no denying it.
So do you scan their energy field, or what are you doing?
I'm able to, I use my hands, and I'm able to, as if you're right in front of me, I can scan your energy field like an MRI machine would, and I can feel where there are disturbances in the energy field. And this is true whether it's one-on-one or in a group, because as a group we form a collective field. Just your intention to be on this call or listen to this recording, you're part of an energy field, a collective field that I can scan, and you get individual results, even if there are thousands of people on this call. Now, one-on-one, it's just you, me, and God, baby. It's very potent. So, but that I can scan and feel, and then I bring in a strong range of healing frequencies, and you will start to resonate with the ones that you need, and you'll feel or see or hear or sense something going on.
And you're going to do a live demonstration of that later on for people. Yeah, just 5 or 10 minutes, just something so they can experience a little bit of this. And because of everything going on our planet right now, with COVID and everything related, you know, we have quite a few people who've written in about that. I'm going to read one of the questions from Stacy Finnegan in New York. She said, I'm listening on the phone, but my question is, how can I clear long-standing COVID symptoms? I still have brain fog, no taste or smell, tired all the time, body hurts, just tired of not being me. Thank you for any insight.
Yeah. I know this has been going on for a long time. I've worked with quite a few people going through this. So your energy field got affected by this, and there's a cellular memory of the pattern that occurred from being sick. And but that can all change. What happens is when there's a really strong vibration, especially when it's traumatic like that, or, you know, a strong illness that you've had, the body is trying its best to overcome it, but you probably also have some fears about it, things you've read or heard about it. And so anyway, the short answer is I'm going to help you more rapidly clean up your energy field and give you the leg up that you need to a higher vibration, because at a higher state of consciousness, there is no disease. There is no lack. And you've gotten, for lack of a better word, you've gotten dumbed down to a low vibrational frequency, and we need to change the channel. And you can't, you can, but it's very challenging to think yourself out of that. And even if you're taking supplements and things, which are great, I'm not saying don't do that, it's a slow boat to recovery. So we've got to boost your energy in the most rapid way possible, and that you do with frequencies. And that's what I'll be able to help you with more in a more rapid way. And I've worked with a lot of people who were in the midst of COVID and said immediately they felt an energy boost. And a lot of people, it turned it around for them in a very rapid time frame. I had, when MRSA virus was on, you know, around years ago, the same thing happened. And I had quite a few people give me an SOS call from the emergency room where they were told they were going to die. And I'll never forget the first couple people I worked on, they were home in 24 hours. It turned around. So everything is changeable. I really want to emphasize that. Everything is changeable, and the body's designed to heal when it's in a safe space and given the right tools. And the highest and best tool are the frequencies of healing.
Yes, energy, energy, energy. Thank you for that. And Stacy just said, I agree with that. I have not been able to raise my vibration. Thank you for that. Yeah, there is relief, though, Stacy. That's what we're highlighting here. And Angelia from Singapore said, hi, Deborah. How can I squat and kneel down easily and effortlessly and get up with ease without pain and stress, including backache at the spine? Is this something that you've seen relief from?
Oh, gosh. I have hundreds of examples of people who couldn't walk up and down the steps, couldn't get up and down out of a chair. I went into I was in a documentary film quite a few years ago where they brought in a volunteer who had a very severe arthritis. And this woman could not stand up from a sitting position. She had to prepare for like 5 minutes to stand up because the pain was so great. She couldn't pick up a pillow without it hurting. And as I worked on her for a rather short time, actually, when I finished, the look on her face, I'll never forget it. She was grinning from ear to ear as she stood up and sat down and stood up and sat down again and again and went, "Oh my God, I can do it. It's easy. I don't feel any pain." And she would pick up the pillow and just throw it down and pick it up. Mm-hmm. So see, the spine and what you're experiencing, your pain, is a pattern that you are holding on to, not because you want to consciously, but there's some kind of pattern or shock that happened to your system, and I don't know enough about you right now to understand why it happened, but it can change without me even knowing why, number one. And number two, if I had the opportunity to talk to you, I could definitely find the stress or the shocks that occurred and explain to you what I'm sure happened. But it's all changeable. And so, yes, I've seen people in very short periods of time. Some people take longer than others, but begin to walk again. Some people couldn't walk. I went into a science lab with a man. He was an athletic coach. I mean, the guy, his whole life was about athletics. And he went in for heart surgery, and he came out paralyzed, couldn't walk. And they said nothing showed up on a test, and they didn't know what to do for him. And they brought me into a science lab to work on him once a week for 4 weeks. And by the second week, he came in without a wheelchair and was able to stand up unassisted. And by the fourth week, he was swimming 3 miles a day. And his feeling came back, and this man had full recovery. And so you can recover too.
Fascinating. Liberating. Fascinating. Yes. All of that. I want to take some live callers. Star 2 to raise your hand, and Deborah can give you some deeper insight on your blind spot. So we just need a question, one direct question for Deborah, one sentence. She doesn't need the background or anything like that. If she does need more information, she'll ask you. Right, Deborah, anything you want to say before we go into these?
No, that's perfect. Yeah, if you would just get right to the question, and then if I need to know more, I'll ask you. Just go right to your question.
And your name? You need their name, I would
imagine.
Oh,
yeah, I'd love to know your name, of course, yes.
Okay. Maybe,
and where are you from? Yeah, where are you from?
Okay. All right, let's do this. All right, first caller, I'm going to, is area code 914. You're live, 914.
Hi there. Yes, my name is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
From New York. Hi there.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, sweetie. Thank you for taking my call. And so my biggest issue right now, not sure what's causing it, is this horrendous chronic fatigue. And I've been through all kinds of tests recently trying to figure out what it is. I still haven't gotten results. So for
Can
me
I
right
ask
now,
you something, Mary?
Sure.
Have you been, what do you do when you're feeling sad?
Lately, nothing. I am so sad.
You are, aren't you? Because, see, I can feel it instantly. You've got a lot of either sadness or grief of some kind. Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the problem. See, it takes a ton of energy to hold down the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get all the tests till you're blue in the face.
Mm-hmm.
But for you, I feel strongly, instantly, Mary, you need emotional support and learning how to release these emotions where you feel safe enough to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel your whole chest and all the pain in there.
Yes, I do too. I feel it there.
So I would love to help you. I can help you. I know you can heal from this. And I know the fatigue. I lived like that for years. I never grieved anything. I didn't even know how I was feeling. People would say, "How do you feel? How do you feel?" I don't know.
I don't even feel like I have feelings anymore.
Well, that's what happens. You got so good, like I did, at shutting them down, that you lose touch with them, and that's why you're chronically fatigued.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
I can help
Makes sense.
Yeah. It does. So that would be the depression and the anxiety.
Anxiety. There you have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what package would, does it,
Well, I would recommend we have, if you can do package C, I would recommend that, because then you'll get all the tools from the Pain-Free Living program, and you'll be able to talk to me in the private session, and you'll have a group session as well. So you could practice things, then come to the group, ask questions there, get another healing session, and then have me privately. That's the ultimate that I would recommend.
The ultimate New Year's gift, Mary.
Yes.
For you.
Yes. It sounds like it. Oh, my God, just to get me back. That's been like this for years now. I can't.
Oh, no. Mary, please, do yourself a favor. This don't go on one more month, let alone another year of this. You don't need to.
I know.
It's not as hard as you think. It's just no one's shown you how.
No, I know.
And you haven't felt safe enough.
Yep, everybody keeps saying that, and it's, like, so true. I keep feeling I'm losing. I feel like I've lost all of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and now they're
taking
me for.
You haven't lost it, but it's hidden because it's gotten suppressed. It's hidden under the cloud, and I'll help you lift the cloud. And once the cloud lifts, you're going to find you're right there. You're right there. But you haven't been able to get yourself out of it. We need a leg up. I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. So right now they tell me I have Lyme disease, I have this, I have that, and I'm like, I don't believe it. I don't know if I believe any of that. I just don't.
Well, you would resonate if it was, you know, again, I'm not here to give medical advice.
Yeah.
But you would resonate with the truth. You would feel it.
Yeah. And what you said was more, I just know it. I feel it because I've had a lot of grief the last few years have been horrendous, so
I felt it instantly. That's how strong it is. I felt your grief, your sadness instantly in your tone of your voice.
Oh my God.
See, your voice reflects your vibratory rate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our voice is our vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can read a lot from just hearing people. I'm very auditory. And I got you instantly, Mary.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
I love that you're excited.
I am. I'm excited. And I just happened to catch this today on my email really quick. And I'm like, last minute. So I feel like
you're being clearly guided and your intuition's still working and you're hearing it and feeling it. And when you said, I just know, well, yes, you do. We always know. We always know.
We always know, and I'm always looking.
And it's a matter of acting on it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Action.
Yes.
It's not just knowing. You got to take the action to back it up.
Yes.
In order to move forward, which I know you're going to do.
Yes, I'm going to do it.
All right.
Yay, Mary!
Thank you. You guys are so cute. Thank you so much.
Liberation to you, Mary.
Happy birthday, Mary. Happy birthday.
You. Thank you, honey. Thank you. My best present ever. Thank you.
Bye, Mary.
Bye-bye.
So many blessings to you. Oh, I heard excitement and, you know, hope and like, yes, I don't have to live this way anymore. I can have me back. You know, I think a lot of people feel that way. I just want to have me back, you know.
I heard that a lot. Yeah.
Oh, that was so beautiful. Mary, I am so happy for you. Okay, next caller that I'm going to, I'm going to go to area code 678. You're live, 678.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
And thank you for taking my call, and thank you guys for what you share, your contribution, and it sounds wonderful.
So happy to be here. What's your name?
I'm sorry, my name is Miriam.
Miriam, so
hi,
delighted
Miriam.
That you're here. I'm so glad to talk with you.
Yeah. So I've been diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, but I have a lot of pain oftentimes throughout the body, inflammation and digestive challenges that can create more of that, hormonal fluctuations that can, et cetera. So anything that you could share would be awesome.
Well, again, you've got the combo pack, and that's what happens. I had the same because when there are disturbed thoughts and emotions, it literally disturbs our energy, and our energy is everything. It affects our nervous system, our digestion, elimination, and mental health. It affects our sleep, our hormones, it causes pain when it stays too long. So you're in a pattern, and again, if we, you know, if we had more time to talk, I could help you further to go back and find how this came about. Sometimes it's a big shocking stress or loss. Sometimes it's a series of little ones that occur within a 1 to 2 year period where you don't have time to recover from. The first little stress was maybe something you could have handled, but then if there's more that happens in a short time and you don't get to recover, this is very common as well. But I also suspect there's a theme here today of emotional suppression, which I've found is always involved with chronic fatigue syndrome. There's a suppression of your energy. So only you will know, but if there was one thing that you know that you shut a part of yourself down from fully expressing, what would that be? Over the past, how long have you been told you have this or known you have this condition? So what do they call it?
I know it happened in childhood. I know when I felt that, even just if this is what life is about, I don't want any part of it.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. So what you've been doing is you had a trauma that you couldn't digest, literally. See, the body tells the story of our life, and we're trying to digest life. And there's pain in life, and as a child especially, we don't understand it and we don't know what to do with it, but we feel it. And then if it goes on too long without getting resolved, it will eventually turn into symptoms of dis-ease or pain of some kind. And then it's usually not until the pain is so great that we start to say, I can't live like this anymore, or I have to do something about it, and then the search begins. And then the conventional way of looking at the symptoms of it typically don't work, or like a Band-Aid, they fall off. And so the search continues. If you're lucky, you keep searching because you don't give up and you know that it's not supposed to be like that. And you're at that place. You're at that place.
Yeah, so as I'm sure a lot of people on this call, I've done a lot of things, a lot of clearings on many different levels. And are you able to help get at whatever that linchpin, stronghold root,
well,
even though we helped ourselves, we still have some things that are really strongly debilitating?
So my, again, I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but here's the thing. I've become very, very good at helping the most dramatic cases. I actually love that. That's my expertise, is that most of the people that come to me, the first thing they say is, Deborah, I've been working on myself for 20 years. Why am I still stuck? It's why I wrote my book. It's why I'm here, because I know I can just tell you right now, you've done some things to work on yourself, but obviously there's something missing that you haven't gone deep enough. And most of what's out there doesn't go deep enough to the roots. It's not usually one single thing. It's a combination of how you have reacted to the experiences of your life that changed your thinking and then caused emotions that over time created a pattern that shows up in your body, and then they give it a label. And then you believe in the label, and that makes it worse. You engrave the pattern more deeply when you see the x-rays and the tests and you hear this and that and you go to Dr. Google and you read about what they told you you have. And now you've got an engraved pattern that you don't want and you don't know how to fix it and you won't fix it because you're focused on the very thing you want to get rid of, and that brings more of it. You have to learn whole new way of dealing with this.
And all of that, I understand. It makes sense to me. I've also noticed through all the different things that I've tried that there are things that definitely out of this lifetime, out of my awareness, it could be cosmic, it could be ancestral, whatever it is.
It doesn't matter.
So are you able to
because you're dealing with it in present time. That's the only time there is. Don't get lost on that trail oh, it's something from a past life and I have to figure out what that was and forgive it. And all. No, don't get lost there. You're dealing with it in the present moment. You're the embodiment of mm-hmm. everything that your soul has ever gone through, and your personality mm-hmm. is in conflict with some of those things because it didn't resolve it. It's mostly emotional, and that's what I help people resolve.
Yeah, so that's what I was meaning, is that it's amazing. You might not know that something
you don't need
troubles
to know.
You
don't
until
need to know.
You have an experience. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I care that much about what's happening on the planet and the Earth.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what I was asking,
yeah.
if you're able to kind of get to, no matter where it came from.
Right.
Still,
yes.
As you said, there's some sort of correlation in the present so that we
exactly.
can get to the root. And
there's
let it go.
Always a correlation with your lineage and your past lives, always. But
mm-hmm.
You don't have to understand that with your logical mind
mm-hmm.
for it to change.
Sure,
yes.
Sure.
You need the frequency update, just like you update your
yes.
your cell phone so it works better.
Sure.
That's mm-hmm. you need that update.
Absolutely.
I love that. I love the way you're describing this, Deborah, and explaining it. And Miriam, I hope that this feels exciting for you in a new way.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. But again, thank you guys for
so
the path
welcome.
That you're on and all that you're delivering to support us all. So I will look into your packages and sessions. And
yeah, and let us know if you have any questions. But absolutely, there's nothing that can't heal. In fact, I would go so far as to say is you wouldn't be on a call like this with Carrie and myself if you weren't ready to heal.
Yeah, for sure. And I do believe it's possible.
Yes, please.
but let me also say to you and everyone who's listening, there's also a part of you that's going to be terrified to heal because you're used to
sure.
your pattern. And
mm-hmm.
believe it or not, it's comfortable and it's familiar. And most
yep.
people, the number one feeling they want to avoid is feeling out of control and vulnerable.
Mm.
They don't like to go into the unknown. They'd rather
mm-hmm.
stay in something that's killing them and causing pain because they are in control there. So part of my work and my job is to help you through that hump that will happen when you start to feel like, oh, my God, I don't know where we're going. I don't know what's
mm-hmm.
going to happen. I don't know who I'm going to be mm-hmm. without this. I don't
right.
I don't know how to navigate this water. That's what I'm here for.
And hopefully this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stop the peeling back the layers. Just go to the source. Because I feel like we've processed enough a lot of times.
Well, on some level, there's something you haven't let, what's the right word here? You just haven't resolved. And most likely, it's a feeling that you've been too scared to feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I find most of the time. Either
okay.
that or a sense of I don't deserve.
Right.
Because look at all the other people suffering.
True.
That's a big one for people as well, the unworthiness. So
yeah,
all
Miriam,
that,
I really, yeah, I hope that you listen to what feels right for you. And if this feels right for you, explore it or review it. Just see how you feel. And maybe Deborah can help you in a way that others have not, you know, so.
And I'll go so far
yeah.
as to say if you don't resonate with me or my work, just don't stop. Because
right.
take the next step. And you won't have the whole thing revealed to you all at once. You need to take the next step, just one step.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
don't stop because you're not finished.
No,
obviously.
You wouldn't be here. You would not be here in this community. Miriam, so much love to you. Happy New Year. And,
thank you, and to you guys, and to everybody.
Yeah, thank you, Miriam.
Joy is still here.
Yes, and Deborah, thank you. You said something that really stood out to me about these, you know, these vibrational and physical holding patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And when you use the word engraved,
yeah.
that really struck me because when, you know, someone gets a diagnosis or they go to, as you said, Google doctor, the,
yeah.
you know, those imprints are further engraved, and that is so powerful to realize. But the even more powerful thing is realizing we can let go of all of that. You know, someone asked a good question in the webcast about, and like you said, you don't have to know exactly where this stemmed from. The lady who had asked Bridget about explaining sessions with PTSD, she had asked, does the person have to relive and discuss their trauma and event in a session?
No, that's the beauty of this. This is the fastest way to release trauma without retriggering it. Now, I will say to you, different people with trauma patterns have different experiences. Some people literally observe the trauma during their sessions and see it dissolving right before their eyes, and they feel nothing. Some people aren't consciously aware of anything, but they say to me, wow, I'm a different person. Like a lot of people with abuse literally wake up the next day. I've had more women tell me, I don't know who that was and how that came out of my mouth, but I stood up to the abuser for the first time in my life, literally overnight. See, because all of the patterns that you're carrying aren't the real you. It's your conditioning and your shocks from life experiences. Now, I will say that some of you need to learn how to feel and not be afraid of your feelings. And those of you that need to learn that will learn that as well, and you'll learn to feel, and I teach you quite a few things in my program, techniques for releasing feelings instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll stop being so afraid. Your question indicates your fear of feeling.
It's actually not her. She went on to say it's her son who has had this PTSD. And she did ask, do you do remote work if the child is not wanting to make contact?
Okay, that is a great question. So all of my work is remote, yes, and has been for at least 6, maybe 7 years now. And I work with a lot of children. Children are often easier and faster than adults. And if they are unwilling or unopen, I will work on someone up to 3 times without them participating. Because I've found over the years that many times having these sessions will shift them into becoming willing to do something or to talk about it or to go into some other healing modality, whether it's me or some other type of healing modality, but it will shift them enough to get them to start to move this out and move forward in their life. So the answer is yes to everything.
Mm-hmm. This is a good time. A lot of people are asking questions about the program and working with you. So let's talk about the 3 special offers that you've created for this beautiful community and all these amazing souls who are listening who want some relief. They can be found at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace link at the top of the page, and you will see Deborah's beautiful face. Click on her picture, and you'll see these 3 programs. Or offerings, I should say. Offer A is what you were referring to. It's a recorded home study program, advanced pain living program. It's 8 recordings, companion worksheets. You've had thousands of people go through this, and this is something that people can do on their own. I'm going to let you talk about that in 1 second. I'm just going to read through the offer B is the course plus a live group call with you, and then offer C is all of that plus the private one-on-one energy healing session with you. You are limiting that to 15 people, so for those of you who really would like that, might be something to go ahead and act on to ensure that you get that time, private time with Deborah. So, okay, so this home study course, Deborah, tell us about it. Who's it for? Anybody in pain?
Right. Yes. So this is my advanced work. It's what I've spent my whole life doing, which is creating a program that will lead that has the exact tools you need to lead to pain-free living. And the home study is an e-course, a digital course that will download to any device, and you can go at your own pace and take your time or go as fast as you want. It is designed for anyone with any type of pain. And when I say pain, I don't just mean physical pain. I'm talking depression, anxiety, grief, guilt, shame. I'm talking the pain of abuse or abusive relationships. I'm talking the pain of surgeries, of accidents and injuries, of any type of mental or emotional pain, the pain of life. In any way, these tools in the Pain-Free Living Program can be applied to any type of pain or pattern or symptoms. So if you have a pattern that keeps repeating in your work, in your career, with your relationships, with yourself, with your money, some people come do this program for financial pain. See, everything is energy, and how you do one thing will flow over into everything. So it's for anything that's painful to you. And it will go into the three exact areas I talked about, which is the mind, the emotions, and the energy field. There's nowhere else to look. It's for those of you who don't want to keep, who don't want any more programs. You want to stop the searching and get what you need. And you'll be able to go through this over and over again. And if life throws you a curveball, the same tools will help you apply to that new curveball. It's thousands of people have gone through it. In part of what's included with the digital e-course is a recorded high-speed healing session, which I used to call biofield healing, so you'll hear it referred to as that. Your biofield is your energy field. And there's science behind all of this. This is not something I made up. The method and the biofield is a real thing. So you're going to learn about that as well. And you'll be able to do that healing, recorded healing session again and again. It's powerful. That's all I can say. You have to experience it for yourself, and you have to learn and be teachable and practice the tools that I teach you. And if you do, if you let me help you with the energy healing, the biofield high-speed healing, and you do the techniques that I teach you for your self-care, I just don't know how. Something's bound to change, okay? Mm-hmm. And it may not all change overnight, but something is bound to change unless you fight me. Don't do it. Never turn it on. Don't listen. Like, you would have to really work hard to not have something change.
Right.
Yeah.
And I want to highlight, you know, it's very generous. I know that it's 51% off on your website. You know, it's double this,
it is.
A little bit more.
It
so
is.
Thank you for offering this at such a generous price point. And then offer B is all of that. And then you've got a live group call that is coming up. If you're listening to this live on Monday, February the 7th, it's a 2+ hour live group call with Deborah, live transmissions with this high-speed healing. So what goes on in those 2 hours?
Oh, my God, we go much deeper. I will, if you come prepared with your questions, and I've even sent you a questionnaire so you can send them in ahead of time so I get a little heads up as to who's in the group and what issues are bothering you and you're looking to resolve. I'm going to teach. I'm going to take people through different ways of releasing. I'm going to do another biofield high-speed healing session, energy healing session. It's going to be more intimate. Usually I find not everybody shows up to the live call, so those of you on the live call will be able to talk to me and we'll go deep. I will record that call, so if you aren't able to attend the live call for whatever reason, don't let that bother you. You will get the recording of it as well, and you will be able to benefit from the recorded healing session as well as the questions and all the little processes that I take people through. You can go through them and just plug in your own answers or your own symptoms. So you'll still benefit, even if you can't be on the live call.
Beautiful. And if someone happens to be listening to this in later on in the year, all of this will be available and recorded for you. So And then on to offer C, it is the advanced pain-free living program, plus the live group call, and then the private session. High-speed energy healing session. I do want to say all of these must be completed within 2 months of your purchase. Someone had just written in, who was it, who just purchased it, and she mentioned that when trying to set up the appointment, will there be more times available? Right now, it looks like maybe it hasn't been updated to open that up, Deborah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'll get my team on it right away. We tested it. All the appointments should be showing up unless they're all sold out already, which I guess is possible, but I'll check instantly. I'll email them right now. But there should be times available. If you would also send us an email, so we have your, we can communicate with you directly. It may be, you know, a variety of things, but
yeah, we'll get it worked out.
Yeah, for sure.
No worries, Stacy. Bridget has been writing back in. She was the one who wrote in for her son. She says, "Oh my God, I'm contacting you ASAP. He's been isolated for almost a year and a half. This is the best news ever. Thank you so much. I have no idea how I came to find this talk show and all the guests. I have been blessed by angels." Bridget, we're so happy you're here. Blessings to you and your son and everyone who happens to be here. And if this feels like, oh my goodness, this is the relief I've been waiting for, it's why I bring forth so many healers and speakers. You know, there's someone for everyone. And a lot of you are really resonating with what Deborah's sharing, and I'm grateful to hear that. So, and again, those private sessions, 15, we're limiting them to 15 people. And okay, Deborah, well, thank you, my dear, for creating all of this. I know you... you were very generous. You worked hard to get all of these created, so I really, really appreciate the time and generosity.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's really my pleasure. And anyone listening, believe me, I mean, I live to bring this work forward and help you. That is my deepest desire, is that you don't have to suffer. And so I hope you'll take action and do something for yourself. I know it's always scary, especially those of you who have tried other things and it hasn't worked. I've been there, done that. Mm-hmm. And no one can ever make a guarantee. You know, we can't. No doctor can. I can't. But I will tell you that I've just seen the proof of this over and over. And if you are open and teachable, like I said earlier.
Ready.
Be yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Then something's going to happen, and I'm here for you, and I genuinely want to help you.
Mm-hmm. I always thank people at the end of the show, Deborah, for their openness, their willingness, their readiness, because it requires that. You know, like, I am finally, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready for a change.
But I will say, and this is the other beautiful thing about this method, you don't have to believe in it for it to work. This is a very powerful point I want to make. You know, some methods, they tell you, if you don't believe this is going to work, it's not going to work. That's not the case here. I have worked with a lot of skeptics. Oh, if you could see all the husbands that were dragged in by their wives, and they said, I'm only doing this to please my daughter and my wife. And they had dramatic healing, and they went, holy, you know what? What happened here? This is amazing. And they, some of these skeptics became my biggest fans because they didn't believe it was going to work. So you don't have to believe in it or understand it with your mind for it to work. You just have to be willing to do it. So
that's, yes.
I mean, it doesn't get any easier than that, right?
Yes. Yeah, I want to go back to our webcast. I'm going to go to another question for you. This is from Laura in Canada. Hi, Laura. Laura said she's been having severe emotional trauma with her partner as he turned out very cold and disregarding of her. That's been going on since 2017. She feels stuck. What do you see or recommend for me, please? Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Blessings from Laura.
Okay, been there, done that too. So, Laura, I have too much experience in that department. So, here's the thing I can already sense, and I don't want to put words in your mouth or be too quick to generalize, but I can pretty much tell you that it's going to involve you making changes in you and not him, and that it's going to involve emotions, that fears that you have, and you're going to need support. And so there's a type of detachment, a form of letting go that you have not been able to do, and that doesn't mean, I don't know what the form of your relationship, how that will change. It may or may not change, but the form of you needs to change. The form of your thinking, your emotions that you're not in touch with or that you're too afraid to experience, and some, if your actions don't change, nothing's going to change. We teach other people how to treat us. Mm. We teach them where our boundaries are and what's okay. And they aren't going to, he's probably your greatest teacher. And so I've been there and have a lot of experience with this, and I would love to help you, but I would need to have a deeper conversation, or you would become aware of what I'm talking about further in that Pain-Free Living Program e-course. There's some things, blind spots that you have about what you are doing or not doing, what you are saying or not saying, and what you are feeling or not feeling that have to change if you want this to change and you want to get free of this emotional trauma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for being here and writing in. And I hope, Laura, that you say yes to this and try this out. Cindy wrote in from Burnaby, said, "Hi, Carrie and Deborah. I resonate with everything Deborah has spoken of and also with the callers. I've also spent many dollars on different healing modalities and many healers. How could this be different to help me heal?" I'm sure you hear that all the time. What can you share with Cindy that perhaps you haven't shared yet?
So I'm not sure what you're suffering from, but I will tell you that the first thing that happens when people try to heal from any physical pain is they are put on an anti-inflammatory diet. They learn to eliminate foods. They go gluten-free, wheat-free, sugar-free, dairy-free. They are told to do physical therapies of some kind. There's some kind of lotion or potion, okay? My work involves none of that. None, zero, zip. Everything, well, and then it's also very common for people to start looking at their beliefs. That is not new. Beliefs, people looking at their mind, and mindfulness is popular, and different techniques that help you look at your beliefs. Again, very important. Not going to be enough. What is missing from most approaches is the fact that you have to address the mind, the emotions, and the energy field all together in a relatively short period of time or simultaneously. Thoughts don't manifest without emotions. It's the emotions that are the key. They are like putting gasoline in a car that make the car go in a certain direction. You're putting the pedal to the metal, and you steer the steering wheel, but the emotions are the gasoline. And very few people and practitioners know how to deal with strong emotional pain or even find the emotional pain that's in there. They just see the physical stuff. The third and most important thing that sets this apart is that I'm accessing direct from source all frequencies of healing. And so I bring in these high galactic frequencies that give you the vibrational leg up that you need. And it's a greater bandwidth than any of the other modalities I've been exposed to, and I've been exposed to a lot of them in my own journey, both professionally and personally. And I think this is why so many healers come to me and they say, "Wow, this is different." It's the first words out of their mouth. They go, "Wow, this is different." They can feel the vibrational difference. So, again, I could say words till I'm blue in the face. Until you experience this for yourself, I don't have a way to prove it to you. You're going to have to take the risk to experience this. and you're going to have to learn how to put the puzzle together with me. I'll help teach you how to do that. But you can't just go to the beliefs. You can't just do energy healing. You can't even just do the emotional piece. You have to do all of it in a certain way together in a short, condensed time frame. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yeah. Great question, great response. And, you know, everybody is at the right place at the right time for them, Deborah. You know, it's like sometimes it's different puzzle pieces, different openings.
Yes.
And so for some of you, this may be right for you for right now. As you know, there may be another healer or something that is right for you for right now. That's why we do so many shows, because depending on where you're at, you'll know, like, what resonates with you. So,
and you know, Carrie, you just said something really important that is absolutely 100% spot on. I've had people come to me and they say, I don't know why, Deborah, but I've done some of this work before. But finally now with you, it clicked. So it is partly a matter of being ready and prepared and open to receiving this. And partly it's like, when you plant seeds in the ground, they don't all sprout at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to water them and give them sunlight and rich soil continuously for them to sprout at all. So it doesn't mean that everything you've done in the past didn't work. It meant it's prepared you for this.
Exactly. Every part of the journey, every stepping stone mattered. You know, I feel like even when people say they've spent a lot of money on different things, all of it was purposeful, because it takes you one step forward. Or it changes you in another way. So it's all meaningful. It's all purposeful. So I wanted to highlight that for those of you who've been listening to this show for years and you've worked with different people, it doesn't mean it didn't work. Every experience was an opening, one opening, and you know, and in this moment is the potential for another one.
It's so true. I really, it took me a long time to get that, because I was notorious for beating myself up, going, why did I do that? I just wasted that time and money and energy, and it didn't work. Like, I've done that for years, and so, but now I look back and see in hindsight, every piece of that puzzle was necessary, that it brought
essential.
Me to where I am today.
Yeah, it's all essential. So I don't want anyone, you know, being hard on yourself, or, I bought a package from so-and-so and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Well, it probably did. It opened you up to the degree that you were available to in that moment.
And, you know, sometimes we have to find there are things that are not right for us in order to recognize
discernment. Mm-hmm.
That's correct. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So, well, I'm excited for everyone who's listening and who is resonating and this feels right for you. So, Deborah, do you want to do a, you know, a live mini demonstration of this for the listeners?
I would love to do that. And I'll preface by saying it's just a little mini taste, but I do get a lot of feedback from little mini demos like we're about to do from people who say they actually had pain lifted and had some kind of experience that told them that this is for them. So I hope that you all get this as well.
Silent, or what happens here?
Okay, so I'm gonna guide you in with my voice and work on you the whole time. Every time, as you hear me, I'll be working on you. I'm actually starting in a moment, but I want to make one point very clear. It's best if you are sitting or lying down. I wouldn't do this if you're driving. You're not going to have an accident, but you may get too relaxed, and so I want you to be sitting or lying down. And lying down is best because your body might start to move and you want to give it the freedom to fully release in whatever way it likes. So get comfortable right now, everyone, and I'm going to guide you in with my voice. Close your eyes as I give you these instructions and you'll know what to do. I'd like you to take the deepest breath that you've taken all day so far and fill up, up, up. And then open your mouth and let out a big sigh and let go of everything you think you know about what's going on with you and your pain and your symptoms. Relax your low belly and breathe into your low belly and draw that breath up, up, up into your beautiful heart. Open your mouth and listen to the sound of you as you exhale. Make some sound as you exhale. Relax your low belly. Breathe into your low belly. Draw that breath up, up, up. This time as you exhale, I want you to hum. Make a humming sound and feel the vibration of that humming in your whole body. Do that one more time as you inhale slowly and deeply and hum and exaggerate the hum on your exhale. As you continue to breathe now, just breathe normally, naturally, easily, effortlessly, in and out through your nose only. Just an easy, effortless breath. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, I want you to let me do all the work. There's nothing for you to do. I want you to allow your body to move. If it starts to move on its own, let that happen. Or if you have the urge to move in any way at any time, I want you to let your body move. You may move a lot, or a little, or not at all, but let your body be free to move in any way at any time. As you listen to the sound of my voice, feel the weight of your body sinking down into the cushions beneath you. Let go of any holding on to any of your muscles and just let your body relax. And remember, you don't need to understand one thing with your mind for this to work. So let your mind relax. Start to pay attention and notice what you feel inside your body or around your body. You may begin to notice different sensations. I want you to experience all of them, even if it's uncomfortable. Even if pain starts to come up, I want you to let it come up. The energy may start to come up and move out. Allow yourself to feel and experience any and all sensations in your body or around your body. I want you to notice your inner experience, and even with your eyes closed, you may begin to see something like colors, shapes, images. Just notice that if you do, and there's no right or wrong. Remember, you cannot do this wrong, and you cannot block the healing. So relax your mind about that. Whatever happens is perfect for you today. Notice what you see, and notice what you hear. You may begin to hear sounds internally, voices, words, music, tones, inside or around you. If you hear them, just listen to them, even if it makes no sense to you. You may notice a fragrance. You may notice a taste. You may notice memories flash across your mind. You may have thoughts come up, maybe a lot of thoughts, maybe thoughts you don't like. That's okay. I want you to let them come up and observe them and allow them to be there without trying to change them or fix them or stop them or figure them out. Allow the thoughts and any sensations to be there, even if you don't like them. observe them without trying to change them. The same is true for emotions. Let any emotions that come up, come up. There's no need to stop them or fix them or figure them out. Let them come up. It's just energy, and it's coming up and moving. Now, if you think you're imagining things and making it up, that's actually okay too. Just notice you're thinking that. And if it seems like nothing's happening, that's okay too. It may be very quiet inside you. That can happen. Do your best to observe what's happening. If you feel like you're falling asleep, that's okay. Observe as long as you can before you give in to the sleep. Now, in a moment, we're going to continue for just 1 or 2 minutes in complete silence. And I'm going to continue working on you silently. And you may drop into deeper and deeper relaxation. Just let that happen if it does. You can't do it wrong. Remember to let your body move. And I will do all the rest. Just observe what's happening without any judgment of good, bad, right, or wrong. Just let it all happen, whatever is happening. And you'll hear my voice in a minute. When it's time to come back, you'll hear my voice again. Here we go now. Enjoy the silence. Become aware of the sound of my voice and all the sounds around you, and begin now to deepen your breathing and feel yourself becoming more alert, more aware, more awake, and staying very, very relaxed. Take a deep, long breath in and out now. Feel yourself more aware, more alert, more awake. Take another deep breath in and out. Move your fingers and your toes. And take a deep breath, stretch your arms overhead. Big exhale, and come all the way back now, wide awake and alert, refreshed and relaxed. Come all the way back now. And slowly, gently open your eyes and let the light come back in. All the way back now, wide awake.
A Welcome back, everybody. That was deep.
I'm always afraid I'm going to lose the host.
I didn't lay down, nothing like that. I just like to be able to speak. How is everybody feeling? If you feel like sharing, you're welcome to write in and share your experience. It may take a minute for people to return fully.
And I want to make everybody aware, Carrie, that if you felt pressure in the head or nauseous, those are the top two signs that you were actually feeling, perceiving the healing frequencies. So it doesn't mean it didn't work if you didn't feel that, but don't be alarmed if you did feel that. It's the contrast between your current vibration and the new frequencies that I brought in. And pressure in the head is what a lot of people feel. Also, I want to make you aware that more can happen after the session than during. So don't be too quick to judge. We've seen this in a scientific research lab, that the improvements often happen after. And so give yourself a good 24 hours for this to integrate, even just a short demo. You need to give it time to integrate. Don't do any other type of energy healing, at least for 24 hours. And if stuff starts to stir up and come up, some people have literal detox symptoms. Some people do cry or start to laugh or have different body shakes and different physical things start to shake out. Don't be alarmed. Jump for joy. Your stuff is moving.
It's part of the frequency upgrade. And,
yes, it is.
Wow. Well, and it's also, as you were talking about those vibrational or physical holding patterns, things are starting to move and shift. So those holding patterns are no longer holding you in a stuck position. Things are moving.
Exactly.
That's what you want.
And people have the urge to, like, shift around. They feel like they squirm around all day, or they feel like they can't just quite get comfortable. That's because you're literally recalibrating.
Yes.
And that could be your spine. It could be emotional. It could be mental. But it's all together. This works on all of you at the same time. The physical, mental, and emotional are not separate. They all shift around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are starting to come back and write in. Welcome back again, everybody. Let's see. Cindy said, wow, the whole time my body was swaying back and forth. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Cindy, for writing in. Bridget felt like I was floating and at the end had a big jolt. Feeling good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Thank you for that. Sherry said, yes, I did feel pressure in my head. Thank you. I sat in the uncomfortableness and it passed.
Yes.
Wonderful. Stacy said, that was the first time I was able to stay in the moment and my head tingled. Beautiful,
Stacy.
Love
it.
Thank you guys for writing in and it was a deep experience, and I didn't allow myself, since I had to speak, go into it as much as I could have. But for those of you who did, or maybe if you weren't in a position or a place where you could, come back and listen to this again and, you know, fast forward to the end and try it out again when you can really allow yourself, you know, that space to, you know, feel.
Definitely.
To really reap the benefits of this in the best ways. So,
and some of you may later in the day or tonight feel the head pressure come on out of seemingly nowhere, or, you know, this is not uncommon at all. This starts the vibrational pattern shifting, and you may get another wave of healing just spontaneously occur today or tomorrow. So just listen to your body closely. If you feel tired, lay down and rest, because the fatigue is actually a sign that the session is continuing. The cake is still baking, so to speak. So try not to power over or push through. Let your body tell you what it needs today and do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I did want to let you know Stacy from New York, who had written in about scheduling. She wanted you to know, I was able to schedule my appointment. Thank you again.
Yay. So, I'm so happy to hear that. Awesome.
Beautiful. And, oh, I'm so glad you were here, Deborah.
I'm so glad
you were here. And anything that you would like to share with these beautiful souls, any last remarks or anything that you feel compelled to share before we say goodbye?
You guys, I just wish, I know how hard it is sometimes to take action when you've tried a lot of things. And all I know is I wouldn't still be here day in and day out doing this for all these years if I didn't know that it's possible for people to heal, and that means you. And it does require a certain degree of taking your will and saying, I am not giving up. And only you can do that. And so I just want to encourage you, whether it's with me or not, don't stop. Don't give up. Your miracle could be right around the corner. Literally, you don't know what's going to happen 2 minutes from now. None of us do. So don't give up hope. Take some action that your future self will thank you for. And, you know, stay close to Carrie. She is one of the most loving, open-hearted people I have ever met. And this platform and what she does and provides here, it gives you a safe space to feel the love and to connect in. There's love everywhere present, and this is a strong portal for that. And I just hope you can feel my love and that you'll trust me to help you, because that's really the only reason I get up in the morning. So,
Deborah, that was very sweet. Thank you. And I can definitely feel your love and your authentic divine devotion to this, to helping people. And I'm so glad you were here. Let's not wait.
Thank you for having me.
A matter
me.
Of
really.
Years again.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. I feel your love so strongly, and I feel such permission to be myself here and really share, you know, how the precious times we're living in. And it's just been a real honor to be here today. So thank you, and thank everybody who's been here live. Thank you for all your comments. It really helps me as well. And thank you for the people listening to the recording. And just keep on trucking, everybody.
Yes. And Deborah, so much love to you and to everybody who's joined us. Thank you for the gift of your time, your readiness, your willingness, your love, and your presence today. It is an honor and a gift to have you with us. Notice how you're feeling. Notice what stood out for you. Notice what shifted for you. Notice what's different. Notice what you want to be different. And then let the brilliant, bountiful, beautiful blessings of healing, of vitality begin to flow to you. Open up to receive the benefits of everything that has been ignited here today. And then remember that you are a sacred being, a creator being, a multidimensional master of light. It's time to claim yourself as that and get the support you need. We all need support in realizing that and embodying that. So I hope that you'll review the wonderful offerings from Deborah and say yes to yourself, especially as you move into the new year. Just remember that you are brilliant, you're resilient, you're dearly loved, and you're certainly not alone. Thank you for joining us on this really beautiful, soulful adventure today. I am sending crystalline rainbow waves of new earth grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and then offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you are in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you all back here in this playground of light next time. Bye, everybody.